Welcome to the College Football Bros, the podcast hosted by three trivia freaks. And now, here are your hosts, Michael, Ryan, and Trey Newman.
Welcome to the College Football Bros podcast. I am Michael Newman, and I'm joined by the Ken Jennings of the podcast.
Oh, yeah, that's me, Ryan Newman.
And by the Jeopardy James of the show.
Hey, I'll take it. Trey Newman.
All right, let's get into the game we are playing today. It is College Football Smartass, and this episode is going to be on YouTube as well. So go to youtube.com/collegefootballbros. Be sure to subscribe while you're there. But here's the game. So we played it last year, but if you didn't listen, here are the rules. So there are three main categories of questions. Who am I? Where am I? And what am I? Each question has six clues. If you guess the correct answer after the first clue, you get 6 points. After the second clue, 5 points, and so on. And there's also a fourth category called a hard-ass question, which is just a tough question worth 5 points. So, Ryan, let's do it. Get us started here.
All righty. I'm going to start us off with a who. All right. So who am I here? All right. So 4, 6 points, the first clue. I am a current NFL quarterback. I didn't take any guesses yeah. there.
And if either of Trey or I guess, we're out. You can't guess incorrectly and then keep guessing.
For 5 points, I have played for 3 NFL teams.
So what was the first one again? Sorry.
I'm an NFL quarterback.
Okay.
Current.
I've played for 3 NFL teams. For 4 points, I played in the Big East and the American. For the same school, I should say.
Oh, Teddy Bridgewater.
Teddy Bridgewater it is.
Ooh, good work, Trey.
Nicely done, Trey.
All right. How many points was that? 4 points for Trey?
That was a 4-pointer.
Oh, wow.
And good.
I was not even coming close, so.
The next one was I missed a year due to a knee injury, so.
Oh, wait. Big East and American.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I backed into that one.
Yeah.
I was thinking. Louisville's been around the block.
Yeah, they have, man.
All right, Trey, you're up.
Yes. I will also do a who am I to start out. I am a Heisman Trophy winner. I spent most of my pro career in New York.
Vinny Testaverde.
That's impressive, but no.
That's impressive, impressive. Okay, a Heisman Trophy winner. Spent most of my time in New York. It is not Vinny Testaverde.
Yeah. I won a national championship in the 90s.
I won a national championship in the 90s. So it's, oh my goodness. Wow, this is getting bad here, Ryan. Okay, I could just go through the 90s in my head here. Ryan Leaf. No, he didn't win the Heisman. Let's see. Teddy George. No.
Should we impose a little time limit here? Maybe we got to
One? Sorry. It's a little tough here. Okay, fine. You can count me down from 15 seconds. Yeah. Next clue then. Sorry. I'll keep going.
Okay. For 3, I played quarterback for a school in Florida.
Why am I mean. Next one.
I also played basketball.
Ah, Charlie Ward. Jeez Louise. Dang it. Hoops.
I tricked you.
Yeah.
That was kind of rude, but the pro career in New York.
Yes. I was like, what? How am I missing this? Like,
but you know, it's funny. Vinny Testaverde. Did Vinny Testaverde win it? I think he did. But he played in New York and he was.
I was like, am I crazy? Like, I cannot think of a New York quarterback
at a school in Florida. So,
okay. So, how many points did Ryan get there?
Was that 1?
That was 2.
2 points. Okay.
That was a good one.
That was a good one. Where am I? For 6 points, I am home to a Big 12 school.
All right. No guesses yet.
For 5 points, I am the 3rd largest city in my state.
I'll pass.
All right. Yeah, no takers.
I'll pass.
4 points. I share a name with the title character of the movie Psycho.
You share a name with the what?
With the title character of the movie Psycho.
You mean like the main character?
Yeah.
You share a name.
I don't. I don't know the name. Okay, that's a problem.
For 3 points, Cincinnati Bengals head coach Zach Taylor was born here.
Was it the city?
Yeah,
Norman.
Okay,
yeah, Oklahoma. You got it. I didn't want to say like OU or something. Like,
I got you. If you Trey know. Had snuck in there after you sort of stopped yourself, as well, Norman, no, I had a real tongue judgment there.
Shoot. It's funny because I knew he was from Oklahoma, but I honestly don't remember Norman. Part.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if I would have remembered it off the top of my head, but now that I have read it.
I don't know if I remember Norman, but I'm sure we heard it. I knew it wasn't Stillwater. So.
Oh. All right.
All right.
I was like, where the where?
I
was
dang,
like,
oh. I really wish I would have hopped in, right?
Okay. So the score like right now is Ryan has 5 points, Trey has 4, I have 0.
All right, so let's go to my second one here. What am I? Is this one? What am I?
A dumbass.
I'm inside.
Oh, wow.
You listened to last year's episode.
I did.
Took my line.
That's true. You didn't have to say that.
Come up with your own stuff. All right. I'm inside football stadiums.
Okay.
For 5 points. I'm very tall.
Goalposts.
Yeah.
That's a good. Oh, I should have probably put. I didn't have the nerve. I didn't have the nerve.
Probably
should have
reversed the clues. My next clue was I'm not always the same color. Should have probably put that one higher.
Yeah, I wouldn't have. That I would have.
Yeah, because sometimes they're yellow, sometimes they're white, you know.
That, Ryan, one could have helped me, though, too. I would have thought about that.
I wouldn't have guessed after that because I would have thought goalposts are always yellow, but you're right.
Because, like, Nebraska has white ones, but okay.
Yeah.
All right, that's wow, Michael, that's a bold move. Well done.
All right, so that was 5, right?
That was 5 points. Yeah.
What were some of your other clues?
Sometimes I get taken down. I'm made of metal, and I'm in both end zones.
There you go. All right, cool. All right, I will go with what am I as well. So mine, I think, are a little too hard on the 6-pointers, but whatever. I was a gift. For 5, I am part of a college football tradition.
Howard's Rock.
Wow.
I almost guessed it after the first one. I almost guessed
Oh, my gosh. Michael's on fire.
I was going to almost go Statue of Liberty. Like, you know, like, hey.
Oh, wow. That's creative.
I am named after a former coach. I am touched before every game. Players run down a hill after touching me, and I am at Clemson. Wow, Michael, that is impressive. You knew that was a gift, huh?
Well, actually, I don't think I did, but it sounds like something that would be a gift. And it just, I don't know, it just came to me. I don't know why. So.
That is impressive. Man, I would not have gotten that.
Also, I can see the reflection on your, no.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Damn. Yeah.
All right. So let's, my turn here.
Wow. Michael's cleaning up.
Well, I was shut out for a couple turns there.
I thought mine were too hard at first.
Yeah. You were like,
who am I? For 6 points, I am an active head coach at a school east of the Mississippi. For 5 points, I began my head coaching career at Arkansas State.
Just coaching career, not head coaching career?
Head coaching career.
Oh, head coaching career at Gus Malzahn.
That is incorrect.
Ah. Oh, that was what I was thinking. That's what I was thinking.
For 4 points, just for Trey, in my only season at Arkansas State, I won a Sun Belt Conference Championship.
All right, now I got to think about who was just recently at Arkansas State. All right, go on.
For 3 points, I left Arkansas State to go coach at a school in the city where I was born.
Man, do I guess and look like a fool if I'm wrong? Arkansas State. All right. Brian Harsin.
You got it. Okay, you got it for 3 points there. But what's funny there is, to that point, it was indistinguishable between him and Hugh Freeze. All those facts were the same.
Oh.
For the two of them.
Wow, Hugh Freeze. So his first head coaching job was Arkansas State?
Yep. In, you know, FBS at least.
Right.
Or in college. And then, so anyway, the 2 points would have been the school I coach at is currently in the Power Five, or is in the Power Five. So that's, that would have given away.
Oh, yep, yep.
So there you go. Okay, so you got all right. 3 points.
I got three.
Okay. So the score right now is I have 10 points, Trey has 7, Ryan has 5.
All righty.
Okay.
Wait, did I not? And I got a 4? I thought I got a 5. All right, cool.
Okay, my first clue here for second round, I guess. We've gone through each 3 times. All right, I'm going back to who am I? All right. I am a very good linebacker. I, for 5 points, I played in the Big Ten. For 4 points, my college team's colors are red and white.
Levante David.
Nope.
Oh, went for it. All right. Okay, go ahead.
For 3 points, football runs in my family.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm trying to think. You say a linebacker. I'm sort of, oh, now I know. Now I know who I'm. But I don't know. It could be either of the brothers. I'm gonna take another clue.
I play in the NFC North.
Oh, now we're testing my NFL knowledge here, which is lacking. NFC North. Okay. I don't know where those guys are playing these days. So I could go. Give me another clue. I don't know.
All right. Last clue is I'm the youngest of 3 brothers.
Well, I feel like I'm still not totally clear on it. At one point, the Watts were coming to mind, but then the Rudes were coming to mind. Are there 3 Rudes? There's Barrett and Bo Rude. Trying to think of brother linebackers. Red and white school. Indiana, Wisconsin, Nebraska. I don't know. I don't have it. I'm just going to say Bo Rude.
That is incorrect. Yeah, it is TJ.
Oh, I should have just gone. Dang it.
Yeah, I think you had it. You had it originally.
I know. I was thinking Watts. I don't know why I went away from it. I guess I think of the Watts more. I guess TJ Watts a linebacker. I don't know. It's, yeah.
Well, he's a linebacker. Yeah. I mean.
All right. Yeah. No, you had it. You overthought it. You overthought it.
I did. Okay.
That's funny. You could see it. Like, I knew it was, like, at 3 or 4, Michael had it, and then he just, like, he started to overthink it.
Well, I guess, I didn't know where TJ Watt currently plays. I guess I could have figured
it out. Well, actually, where is he now? Pittsburgh. I knew he was on the Steelers. That's not the NFC North.
Yeah, it's AFC.
I
would have got it otherwise.
My bad. I put NFC. That's like Gronk, right? You don't even know what conference you play in. AFC, I meant. My bad.
That's fine. It wouldn't have made a difference.
I'm glad. Because... I went
for Levante, but oops.
And I figured somebody was going to do that.
Ryan was the Nebraska guy. Yeah, I was like, I'm going for it.
I figured Trey would have got, somebody would have got suckered.
All right. It's fascinating to see this because, like, Michael had that, but all right.
Why would I even have said Bo Rude? Like, there's no way Bo Rude's in the NFL. I don't know why
he went to Rude. Three bros, no, like, you know, there's
no, I mean, I, yeah, he, you went for it, but you overthought it.
I did.
I currently play in the NFL. There's no Rude currently.
He had it, then he just kept thinking. That was so funny.
He doubted himself.
Yep, he did. All right, so let's do this. I'm going to go to where am I? I am home to a group of 5 school. I am an East Coast city. I share a city with an NBA team.
Orlando?
Wow.
Okay.
Well done.
All right.
Well done. Orlando. I am home to many tourist attractions. My stadium likes to bounce, and I am home to Mickey.
All right. How many points was that?
Wow. That was 4.
Okay.
Michael, you're all or nothing, I guess, this game.
Just like, you could be every single. You could be like, it's TJW. I'd be like, for sure it's Bo Rude.
Rude.
All right. My turn to give clues. I'm going with where am I? Actually, I'll give a score update. I'm at 14, Trey's at 7, Ryan's at 5. All right, where am I? For 6 points, I am home to an ACC school.
Okay.
For 5 points, Interstate 10 runs through me.
Yeah, I don't know my East Coast roads.
This one goes all the way to the West Coast. For 4 points, I am the 8th largest city in my state. Yeah, it's still tough here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For 3 points, I am a capital city.
Okay, hold the phone.
ACC, capital city.
Okay, I got one, but I'm not willing to risk it yet.
We're going down to 2 points. The FBS school located here has won 3 national championships.
The FBS school located here has won 3 national championships?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's different than what I thought, but okay, I'm just
going to go for it. Tallahassee.
You guys said it at like the same time.
Oh my gosh.
Trey had to do a preamble to his answer.
I did.
Rather than just say it. Like, the thing about that is like, I can go back and editing and try to determine who said it first, but like,
Trey, did you hear me say Tallahassee before?
I swear in my life I did not.
Because it's a little, there's a tiny little difference between when I actually say it and you can probably hear it. Like, I said it like a millisecond before I heard you say it.
I just could be latency. From my perspective, I'm looking at both of you, and I couldn't tell who said it first. Like,
I've got to say it? Why did I do that? Before that clue, I was thinking I didn't think the 10 would actually go that far south, but it does, obviously.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Okay, true. Well, I guess I'm splitting those points between you two.
Fair enough.
That's fine.
So you both get 1 point.
Oh, wow.
That was amazing. Like, Trey's like, so I guess I'm about to say it. I'm going to say it right now.
I want to. Yeah.
So I guess I got to say it.
Back to me now, right?
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
My 5th one here. Okay. So this is a what am I? I make noise. For 5 points, I'm used in every football game.
A whistle?
A whistle.
Oh, that was Michael. Michael
got it. Michael got it. Gosh. I wanted to say it after 6.
I didn't have it after 6.
Well, the noise.
Good on Calvin. Yeah.
Okay, so that's
I am
5 points
slow to the trigger.
Yeah, you'd be bad for Jeopardy, man.
Michael, that was huge because Michael really pulled away.
That was a big swing there.
It's like
because I could have had 5 more.
You needed it.
Oh, that's crushing.
All right, so between you and me for 2nd try.
Yeah. Wow. I should have had that.
Like last year.
Should have had that.
Your turn, Trey.
Okay, yeah, my turn. All right. I'm going to go to who am I? I work for ESPN.
Okay.
I played quarterback.
Jesse Palmer.
Gosh.
Ooh.
I knew I needed to take a shot.
Wow, I needed to take a shot, and you got it.
You could have said Herb Street,
yeah,
Tebow. Well, you could have said,
I don't know.
You could have said McElroy. You had to say freaking Palmer. I'm more famous from my time outside of football, played in the Fun and Gun, work with Joey Galloway. You got it. Ugh.
All right, Ryan, you're back in it.
Giving toughish clues.
That was good, Ryan.
Lucky.
That was good. Now that clue wasn't; those weren't as hard, but I wouldn't have got it after 2.
And there's still a lot of folks that are ESPN quarterbacks.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, well done.
Yeah,
well done.
Okay, so the score right now is I have 19, Ryan has 11, Trey has 8.
Gosh, that 5-pointer.
So my turn to ask a question. I have a hard ass question here, so we're not going through clues. It's just 1 question. For 5 points.
Oh, you're skipping out of turn, just going hard ass. Okay.
Are we doing that at the end? What do you mean?
Oh, yeah, that's fine. Whatever.
You don't. I have more.
I thought we were throwing it in randomly somewhere.
He's just throwing.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Oh, I like it.
How many points is the hard ass worth?
It's worth 5 points.
Okay.
Like it.
Who holds the Michigan school record for most career rushing yards?
Tim Biancobatuka.
No.
Okay. I wasn't going to guess him. I am leaning towards Mike Hart. That's what I'm going to go with.
That is correct. Mike.
Yeah.
Oh,
all right.
5 points.
All right.
Okay, so he did it from 04 to 07. He had 5,040 yards. Second on the list, Denard Robinson. Third, Anthony Thomas. So five.
Right. So you're saying Tim Biakabatuka isn't on that?
Oh, no, he wasn't.
Oh, man.
So, Ryan, you're up to 16. Only three behind me. So
Hey, I was speaking too soon. Yeah. Although
no, we're playing for first. No, we'll see.
Yeah.
Is it back to me then? Right?
Back to you.
Back to you.
All right. I'm going to go, where am I? I'll save my hard ass for the end. Okay. Where am I? I am located on the West Coast. I am home to a Pac-12 school.
Trey, you're going to take a shot here? Get back
in the game. I need to, but I still got, there's like 12 options right there. Pretty much.
I am home to a stadium that has a grass playing field.
What was the first
Pac-12 clue? West Coast? I have a grass playing field.
I'm not a big grass or turf guy. I'm bad at that.
I know those here, but still waiting.
Okay, for 3 points, I am home to two current reigning champion sports teams.
Stanford.
I am home to two current reigning professional sports teams.
Well, I just lost.
Well, so. You just gave me another. You can skip to the next one because you gave me additional clue there that you didn't give Trey.
Yeah, so my bad.
Oh, that's cool.
I was thinking of the Stanford women's basketball just won. I went with, took a shot. They have a grass field.
Yeah, exactly. I am the most populous city on the West Coast.
All right. Well, I guess that is. I mean, I'm just racking through my brain. Los Angeles.
2 points, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I should have thought pro sports, Lakers, Dodgers.
Yeah, I'm home to two current reigning champion sports teams. I don't know, I guess.
Yeah, I tried to beat Michael to it.
Yeah.
Oops, I thought college.
And it's, okay. Yeah, no, that's fair. Fair. All right.
Trey.
All right, I am going to go to what am I? I am part of every game. I help separate good from bad. Number four, some people like me, some people don't.
I gotta get one more.
Number three, I am one color.
Oh. I don't have it. Some people like me, some people don't.
Some people like me, some people don't. I mean, I have a thought, but I don't think it really works. Okay, I don't know.
Yeah.
We good?
Yeah, keep going.
Two, I am used by referees.
A flag. That's what I was thinking. I just need another clue.
There it is. And then finally, I look like a banana peel.
Okay. So I got 2 points there?
Yes.
And I sounded like an idiot getting the answer out very quickly. Flag. All right. So is this the last question? No.
Well, I have a hard
one. No. We've got another round after this.
Yeah, okay. Another round.
Yeah.
What am I? For 6 points, I was shown on television on October 19th, 2019. And then the next
October 19th, 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Shown on TV. Okay.
5 points. I was immediately all over Twitter. 4 points. I was shown by accident. So I was shown on television, October 2019. Wow. I was immediately all over Twitter, and I was shown by accident.
How soon we forget.
It's still tough. 3 points. I belong to the eventual Heisman Trophy winner.
2019. Hold on.
I'm going to let you guys sit on this one for a while.
Yeah, wait.
Give me a chance to get some points, because maybe I made these too tough.
I belong to the eventual Heisman Trophy winner.
Yep.
And I was shown by accident.
A lot of dead air. Hello, YouTube viewers. I can cut this dead air out for the podcast, but the YouTube viewers are going to have to deal with it.
2019.
All right, I'm going to go on to the next one. That's too much.
Yeah, you got to.
2 points. The player I belong to said afterwards that he, quote, heard there was supposed to be a full moon here tonight in Starkville.
Burrow's butt?
It's Joe Burrow's butt. Yeah.
So I was thinking that, but I just like, I really didn't know if he was going there.
Yeah, I went there. Hey, it's
I was
smart
like, Joe
ass.
Burrow, what if Joe Burrow's ass?
Wow.
2 points for Trey.
Even if I would have been three, it wouldn't have been much damage. All right.
All right, Ryan.
All right. My hard ass, my last thing here.
Wait, don't you have... I have two more.
You have two more? Did we skip you?
Wait, do we have two each?
Yeah, it should be two where am I, what like, am I, two, you know, and who am I, and then the one hard ass.
Yeah.
So. Did we skip you?
I still have...
We might have skipped you at one point, I guess.
Because right. I was going to say, I still have a where am I and the hard ass.
Okay, do your where am I right now.
Are you guys... You guys,
I only have the hard ass.
All right. So I'll do where am I? I am a Power 5 stadium.
Okay.
I share a city with another famous venue.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I am home to a player in the past 10 years who won our school's first Heisman Trophy.
Oh, Yum Stadium. Yum Brands.
Okay. Michael said it first, and he was right. Ryan, you were... I know you were right, but the stadium actually isn't even named that anymore, but it is Cardinal Stadium, Louisville Cardinal Stadium.
Yeah, there you go. All okay. right.
Trey going with the horse racing.
Yeah, I was like, oh,
they're sports fans.
How many points was that?
That was four.
All right.
That was still good.
All right. Hard ass. All right, so we got three teams are tied for the most first overall draft picks in NFL history with five. Okay, three teams have had five players be first overall. Can you name one of the schools and then three of
That's
their
it?
Players?
Oh.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Ooh, no, I got no chance here.
Okay, maybe just name one of the schools and two of the players? Or just one of the schools?
Oh, no, I'm thinking about this.
I'm going to give Trey a chance to give an answer first.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Make me look
I mean, like well, also first. Just because that just narrows it down a little bit for me, maybe.
Yeah, I know. Well played.
All right, name one of the schools.
Yeah, hold on. I just want to make sure that I get this. I'm trying to think of players, too.
Suddenly, no player that has ever played college football is coming to mind.
I know. The NFL draft ends up being... All right. All the number one picks I'm thinking of wouldn't have had multiple schools or multiple players from their school. Wow.
All right, I'll go throw a guess. I'm not even going to think about it. I'll just say Ohio State.
No.
Okay, no. There you go. I'm off. I get to sit back and relax now.
They've had three.
Yeah.
They've had three,
okay.
All right, what about, wow, Ohio State isn't one of them. That would have been in my running.
Yeah.
Wow. We look like fools here. I'm going to say.
Tough question.
Whatever.
It's a hard-ass question.
I'm going to say, wow, Alabama's had all these good players, but. Okay, I'm actually going to say, I'll say Auburn. Oh, no. Oh, the most? Never mind.
Yeah, the most.
I'm going to say...
What do you think it was?
I was just thinking of, like, for some reason, I'm thinking about recent. I can think of a couple. All right, fine. Alabama.
No, sir.
Wow.
All right, how about USC, Notre Dame, Texas? I don't know.
USC and Notre Dame are two of them.
Well.
And then OU is the third.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are you going to name them for us?
Recently.
All Kyler. The players?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. OU's had like two, yeah, super recently.
Yeah, OU, Kyler Murray, Baker Mayfield, Sam Bradford, Billy Sims, Leroy Selman.
Okay.
Wow. I
thought maybe that you guys might get that one, but
yeah,
just because of the recent. Yeah, probably should have.
USC, Carson Palmer, Keyshawn Johnson, Ricky Bell, OJ, and Ron Yeary. And then Notre Dame, Walt Patulski, Paul Hornung, Leon Hart, Frank Dankowitz and Angelo Bertelli.
So back,
wow, those were really
Notre Dame's was back from
really old
72.
Oklahoma was very, very doable just because of the last few years.
Exactly. Oops. Yeah, Baker, and Kylie.
All right, should we go to me now? I know we're all in crazy order.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just you guys each have one left, right? So.
Okay. So, who am I? For 6 points, I was a starter as a freshman quarterback in the SEC. And number five, Ryan, I don't know,
I got a guy in my head.
Right now I have 27 points. You have 16. So you're going to need to get 11.
So if I get, I got to get two sixes to win.
Tie.
Oh, well, so I got to guess.
I've only got a hard ass.
Well, you could wait till the 5-pointer but then you'd have to nail threes on the first.
No, because I only have a 5 left.
Yeah.
Oh, you've only got a hard ass.
So all I could do is tie.
All right, you got to guess. You got to take a guess then.
Will Greer.
No. No. Incorrect, but
I'm out.
Good effort. Number 5 points, Trey. I was born in Fayetteville, Arkansas on February 27th, 1988.
Dang. I couldn't wait, but dang it.
1988, so that means he was playing in, if he was 18, he's playing in 2006.
All right, I'm going to go to the 4-pointer for the...
Okay.
Or unless you want to guess, but... We've had a lot of dead air this episode.
Yeah, no. Mitch Mustaine.
Yes. Good job.
Or Mitchell. Mitchell, excuse me.
Mitchell, that's right. Yeah, my 2-point question was, I was in RIT 140 with well-known podcast host Michael Newman. That's right, yeah. I was in a class with him, and he wanted to go by Mitchell, which was different than his public, different than what they called him on Saturdays. But anyway. Yes. okay.
All right.
Try.
Okay, my hard ass. What player has the most career tackles?
Like ever in NCAA history?
NCAA's career. And I have a little clue that might help too, but I wanted to see what you guys, had any idea.
Oh, it's hard ass, yeah.
Well, I have.
I have an idea.
Coming to mind.
I got one guy that's coming to mind only. Well, maybe
Ryan, is your guy, is it a Cal linebacker?
Nah, I don't think he was a 4-year guy.
Okay.
I could be wrong, but I don't feel like he was. I mean, if he was like over 2-year period, maybe, but I don't know. I could be right. I could be totally wrong.
Who was the linebacker before Evan Weaver? There was a...
For Cal? Yeah,
harder name to pronounce, I remember. Anyway. I don't know. I don't know who it is.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah. But, you had a somewhat easier hint.
Well, okay, so he was in the ACC.
Yeah, Luke Kuechly.
There
you go. I should have just said
well
it.
Well done.
Good job, Brian.
Well done.
Should have just said it.
Well done.
Rots.
That's good.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. That's it? That's all the questions we have?
That's all we got.
All right.
That's all I got.
Final scores. I had 27. Ryan had 21. And Trey had 15. So not bad.
Yep. No.
All right. Well, there you have it. I hope the YouTube viewers enjoyed this, enjoyed watching us think. It gave you time to think as well.
Yeah, that's the thing. It gives them time to think too.
Hope the listeners enjoyed. Be sure to subscribe here on YouTube. Give us a thumbs up if you watch there. If you're listening to the podcast and haven't given us a 5-star review in Apple Podcasts, go ahead and do that. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Go Rude.
You've been listening to the College Football Bros. If you have any questions for the next podcast, email them to collegefootballbros@gmail.com. To keep up with the brothers on social media, like them on Facebook at College Football Bros, follow them on Instagram at College Football Bros, and for their commentary on Saturdays, follow them on Twitter at CFB Bros. Thanks for listening.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.